Tattoos, pirates, and a chick who can monetize anything. This is the TEDx Byron Bay podcast. G'day there, my name's Dino Power, and welcome to this very special inaugural edition. TEDx is a program of local, self-organized events that bring together people to share a TED-like experience. Now, if you spend any time online, you've probably seen the TED videos. They're from a conference held annually for the last 25 years in Palm Springs, California. TED, the not-for-profit organization that organizes the TED conference, brings together the best minds from technology, entertainment, and design in the spirit of ideas worth sharing. Our event, TEDx Byron Bay, where X stands for an independently organized TED event, is shaping up to be a fantastic event. Our guest today is Leela Cosgrove. She's burst onto the Australian entrepreneurial landscape and is taking it by storm. She's been described as the chick who could monetize anything, and I caught up with Leela a little earlier on today. Leela, thanks for joining us. Is there a favourite TED moment for you?
Look, I've got to say my all-time favourite TED moment would be Dave Eggers, whose book I once picked up at a bookstore on the random fact that it was entitled A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius. And I thought that was the most hilarious book title I'd ever seen in my life and that I had to buy it. So I've been a fan of his writing work for some time. But then also, as he spoke at TED about the work that he does with kids and writing clinics, which is something that I do in Australia as well, and getting kids writing and doing these awesome classes that he does, and they set up a shop front and the shop front sells pirate supplies, and it's just like, that's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Nice. Pirate supplies?
Yeah, so basically they've got they took out a shop front. So in the front of the shop, they have like a pirate store, and it sells all kinds of pirate supplies. And out the back, they run writing classes for kids and have a bit of a writing commune and all of this kind of, it's just really, really neat.
Nice. Pirates. I like it. Your TEDx bio calls you Australia's number one information product specialist, the chick who can monetize anything, and a renegade rock star. Is there any pirate action involved with the renegade rock star movement?
Oh, look, there kind of is, I've got to say. As a renegade rock star, there's a lot of tattoos. Tattoos are kind of piratey, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Rock stars and pirates, what do they have in common? Tattoos. And also pillaging, but, you know, we don't get into that too much. That's kind of a secret.
Well, you are well known for your tattoo. You're also well known for assisting people in developing business models, information products, and for building your business rapidly. But things weren't always like that for you. Give us a little bit of the Leela Cosgrove backstory.
That's for sure. I mean, 5 years ago, I was working temp jobs at some well-known legal firms, hating my life, recently divorced, and in a pretty bad place emotionally, financially, and spiritually. And then very randomly, or, you know, you kind of call it random, but I suppose the universe works in mysterious ways, came across a website called guru.com, which was a freelancing website. And responded to an email there from a guy who was saying he was looking for a virtual assistant in Australia. Didn't get the virtual assistant job. He sent me an email back saying, look, I don't think you're right for the virtual assistant position, because I think you'd suck as a virtual assistant, which I thought was hilarious because I was working as a PA at the time. And I was like, no, you're right. I really do suck in that capacity. It's true. But he said, you know, your writing's really good. Would you be interested in doing a bit of writing for me? So I started doing some writing for him, and he at the time was just somebody kind of doing stuff. And then within a couple of months of me starting to do some stuff for him, he took on the position of managing director of J. Abraham Asia Pacific. So for those of you who know J. Abraham, he's like one of the world's greatest marketers, basically. And that really then got me involved. He then also moved on to be chairman of EmpowerNet, who bring out Tony Robbins and Harv T. Ecker and, you know, Richard Branson at the moment. So, you know, I really got involved in the seminar circuit by accident, but through being apprenticed to this millionaire guy who really took me under his wing, and I got to know all about information products, and I mean, I was creating as the writer, I was creating them for him. and really learned the marketing sitting at the feet of, you know, Jay Abraham and his people, and seminars at the feet of Tony Robbins and his people. So it was a pretty incredible education.
Yeah, you really struck gold there.
Another
pirate analogy. So is Jay Abraham as cool in life as he seems to be in all his presentations? He just seems so collected and together.
He's one of these people, and this is something, it's really interesting. I had an email this morning from somebody who's read some of my stuff, and she said, she's also apprenticed to a multi-millionaire, and she said, thank you for what you've said about working with millionaires, because nobody ever tells you that. The fact is, people at that level who have not just that much money, but have that much money because they've worked their butts off and they know what they know and their minds are just incredible, they play in a very different way and at a very different level to the rest of us mere mortals. he's incredibly turned on, and, you know, I mean, I would say he doesn't suffer fools gladly. He's so in there, and he's such a genius that sometimes it can be just difficult to keep up with his stuff. And you walk away from a 3-day boot camp with Jay Abraham and everybody's brains are like melting out their ears.
Wow. I think a lot of people listening would be really pleased to step into an opportunity like that. Is there anything that, you know, prepared you for that moment of stepping up, or was it just you were ready for a change?
Yeah, look, that was it was a funny moment for me in that particular regard, in that when I got that opportunity, I was in Byron Bay with my mother. We were house sitting for a friend. We were sitting out the back one night having a glass of wine. I was just like, you know what? I'm sick of all the crap that's going on in my life. Universe, and I put on my demanding voice and put my foot down. Universe, I want an opportunity. I want it now, and I guarantee that I will be worthy of it. And the very next day, I got the email from Mum, from this millionaire guy. So, you know, it was very much a case of, geez, if I've put down and demanded an opportunity from the universe, I kind of now have to be worthy of it and follow through. So let's just see where this ride takes us.
Sounds great. I guess there's a lot of people thinking about decisions that they can make right now. So on the program for TEDx Byron Bay, we've got a little note that you're going to be talking about or premiering your identity principle.
Mm.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, I come from a background of, I don't like to call it abject poverty, but that's probably kind of the reality. Like a fairly poor family. We grew up in Narrabeen in Sydney's northern beaches area, which sounds really nice, but if you know anything about that area, you know that Narrabeen's like, you know, the Bogan area of the nicer area. And, you know, we lived in a one-bedroom house, so all six of us in a one-bedroom house with an outside toilet, because it's just all my parents could afford. And when I was 10, we moved to Brisbane, and we were living in a housing commission suburb in Brisbane, and I really looked around me, and I realised that there were all of these people, and we all had varying levels of good and bad in our lives, and there were some people who had it a lot worse than me, and some people who had it a lot better than me, and I was really fascinated by the decisions I watched people make. When I was 16, about 5 or 6 girls dropped out of our grade to have babies. I was watching friends of mine get into drugs and get into pornography and like all of this crazy stuff that was going on. And yet there was another group of my friends, and they were working their butts off, and they now work, you know, in high-profile law firms in the US and the UK, or are journalists, or are doing really great things with their lives. And the difference between those people was never their background, because like I said, some of them had it better and some of them had it worse. And, you know, some of the kids who went really off the rails had great parents and, well, you know, from what you could see, it seemed like they had it way better. So I became really fascinated by what makes people do what they do. Why do they behave in the ways they behave? And what's the difference between, you know, the girls who are dropping out at 16 to have babies and the girls who go on to be, you know, some high profile lawyers.
Right.
And what I really found when I started to research this, and I spent the last 12 years of my life between personal development, psychology, spiritual development, what I really found was the difference came down to the people who had a bigger vision for their life, who knew what their values were, and who knew how to live with them. If you talk to most of those kids, you'd find the ones who excelled were the ones who believed, when they looked at their lives, that they were meant for something more. Whether that was through religion or just through personal belief, it didn't really matter. It was people who just went, I am destined for something bigger, are the ones who succeeded.
Yep.
And when I started to really look at this, I started to realize that if you look around the world, pretty much every problem, every single problem that we have could be eliminated if we could eliminate people's own lack of self-esteem and self-love. I mean, people who love themselves don't rape and murder and kill and steal and do all of those things. You know, happy people don't do those things. So through all of this research, I came up with what I call the identity principle, which is basically a model that takes you through step by step, knowing who you are, owning who you are, living who you are, and then giving who you are.
That's powerful. Well, you've certainly got me excited. I'm looking forward to seeing you speak at TEDx Byron Bay. That's, of course, on the 31st of July. But in the meantime, if people wanted to get to know a little bit more about what you do and maybe take you up on a few of those points, how could they get in touch with you?
Probably the best way is either through my website, which is Leela, L-E-E-L-A, Cosgrove.com, or connect to me on Facebook. Just put in Leela Cosgrove. I'm pretty much the only one on there. Send a friend request or accept all friend requests. So that's a good way to hook up too.
Awesome. Well, look, I want to thank you so much for your time today. As I said, I'm really looking forward to seeing you speak at TEDx Byron Bay. Is there any closing thoughts that you'd like to leave us with?
Closing thoughts. In the immortal words of, like, Bill and Ted, be excellent to each other.
On that fine note, I'll thank you very much, and we'll see you in Byron Bay.
Thanks a lot.
Well, an interesting story, an interesting lady, and certainly I'm very interested, and I hope you are too, in listening to her speak at TEDx Byron Bay. If you haven't yet registered, there are still some seats available. To register, just go to TEDxByronBay, that's all one word, .com, and click the links through to register. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. There'll be some more podcasts leading up to the TEDx Byron event, and there will be podcasts after the event as well. We'll be sharing some of the speeches, some of the reactions and discussions that come from the conference itself. Wherever you're listening to the podcast today, or wherever you've picked this up from, there'll be an opportunity for you to subscribe. So I suggest you do that, because you're not going to want to miss the content we've got coming. My name's Dino Power. I'm the founder of Byron New Media, and thank you for listening today to this TEDx Byron Bay podcast.